Ooh.
Yeah. Just being spooky. I don't fucking know.
Spooky vibes.
Yeah.
Is that how we're going to start today?
Yeah. Why not?
Okay. Welcome to the spooky vibe check.
Yeah. This is a spooky vibe check. It's October.
It's October. Halloween's right around the corner.
Yep.
You can get all your Halloween supply at Amazon.com. It
There
has
we
not
go.
hit stores yet. But it'll be October for the next 365 days. Is that how many days are in a year?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, I didn't know. You know, you got to make sure you can't just be spitting facts that you don't know about.
Fuck my life. Why did I Google it? I don't know why. I wasn't doubting you. I was doubting myself. But here we are. So, and I didn't have to even fucking say that out loud. But we are doing this podcast and it's kind of late, but you know what? It feels kind of good. I'm chilling in the living room.
That's our vibe. That's what we do.
Yeah.
We record late and then we post it 12 hours from when we would have recorded it. Know what I mean? 11. I say noon, but I usually post them at 11 a.m. Central time.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, I think we're central time.
You
so.
know, that is right. We are central time.
Yeah, so I think it's a central time thing. I think it's just 11 a.m. when it turns my time. I don't know, though. That'd be kind of cool. I should ask my friends that reside in California and be like, hey, what time does my podcast pop up? If they even are listening.
Shit, more like if they're even at home anymore. Because everything is back to normal as far as I'm concerned.
It's getting there.
It is. It really is. Like Nashville right now is Nashville. It's about what you
is
think.
Nashville popping?
Nashville is kind of getting back to where it is. I mean, Nashville's been popping even during the whole pandemic. You know, they like to make it seem like, you know, social distancing and all this shit. But
yeah.
People are still out drunk and moving around. So
right.
it's just a little bit more crowded. But I think restaurant hours and bar hours and stuff, are they back to normal?
I think some of them. I don't know much about bars because I don't go out very often, but I do order some food and my roommate works at a restaurant and it kind of seems like they've been pretty normal because they're doing, I don't know if their capacity is normal because I go to like Wingstop and they're still not letting people sit on tables. I don't know if it's like the discretion of restaurants or what, because I think they still have limited seating for sit down.
They do. Some of them do.
Yeah. I wonder when the Chinese places are going to go back to normal. I mean, they got their whole setup. They got this setup. You walk in, you don't even go in there. They got it to where they just hand your food through a door. Like, they got that on sophistication. I don't know.
Right. It's pretty, I mean, I'm going to miss it, like, because, I mean, I like the idea of just ordering the Chinese food and just walking right into the door. Well, not walking into it, but, you know, they're being right there, just like, oh, here's your order. I'm like, oh, well, shit.
Yeah, and I wonder if curbside is still going to be a thing, because curbside has made life so good. I can get off work and just park my car and be like, hey, I'm here, and they just walk it out to me. And, you know, I tip on the app. I'm like, thank you. Even
I'm
I've
sure
got alcohol to go. They just got to check my ID, so.
They have, right now, you know, no mask restrictions and shit going on. And
yeah.
They're trying to kind of make it seem like, you know, okay, so what I'm getting at is a lot of businesses have taken down the no need for mask and shit. Like, they're not enforcing it like it
right.
was before. And I think just how everything's going right now and how America handles shit, literally every single thing, every state, every county, everybody's going to be doing it differently.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's going to, like, what's going to worry me the most is if it gets to that point where people that, you know, don't want to wear a mask and people that do still want to wear a mask, they're going to have it set up to where you're going to have to start showing your vaccine cards as proof that you're, you know, vaccinated to not wear a mask. And I think that that's gonna, if that happens, and I'm just thinking, like, just out of just theory of it, it's like, if that were to happen, man, that would just be mad annoying. I already am personally, me, just fearful of doctors, like, in medicines and shit. There's just certain shit that I just don't trust. And so when it comes to me being able to go into, let's say, Walmart, let's say, with perfect fucking example, they have it now set up to where if you want to go into their store without a mask, you have to present your vaccination card. And if you don't, you know, of course, you got to go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, perfect example is going to that store and that shit happening. And, like, what if, you know, you don't want to get vaccinated? Or what if you just, I don't fucking know. I just think that's gonna be like a whole nother issue, I believe. Because, like, I mean, personally, I don't fucking agree with anything we're doing. Like, there's still a fucking pandemic. Like, I just feel like we're just making it harder on ourselves, because if we do get hit with these new strands or any of this other shit that these countries are talking about, you know, we're just setting ourselves up for just an even bigger fucking setback and just more fucking confusion and shit.
Yeah. There's just so much stuff. Like, it's, I don't know. I feel like it's kind of a hard topic sometimes, because I'm kind of the same way. Like, I don't really want to get vaccinated just yet, because
fuck no.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't really, you know, I don't really like needles. I don't even like getting the flu shot. But my whole family's been vaccinated, and I'm like, cool. You know, I'm happy that they did and they feel better. And, you know, I can be around them and not feel guilty or anything. But I also hate when people criticize people that don't want to get vaccinated just yet. Because I've heard so many people like, you know, we just got to get vaccinated so we can get back to normal. And I'm like, well, yeah, but I'm like, we're not even sure how long this vaccination's going to really last right now. We're not sure how effective it's going to be on other strands of COVID. There's so many unanswered questions, and I think that's what leaves a lot of people on the fence of, what do I do? Do I get vaccinated? Do I not get vaccinated? Do I wear my mask? Do I not wear my mask? Because I don't really like wearing my mask, but I will say that this year I haven't gotten sick, and I work around kids, I work around people. So I'm like, I honestly don't even mind wearing a mask during flu season, because a bitch ain't get sick. So thank you. But I also have, like, bought masks to wear, and these are the ones I wear, and they straight up say not for medical use. They're only for fashion. So I'm also like, how effective are the masks if they're not medical? Because from what I can tell, they say not for medical use.
I mean, there's certain ones that are for, you know, the pandemic, and then of course just the fashion ones. It just depends on whichever mask you're wearing.
I know they give you like filters too, put in
so you can breathe and shit. They have people really worried about the whole vaccine thing, because my thing, like I said, I don't really trust too much on medicines, and then there's people who just don't want to get it. They don't have to. I just feel like that's more of a valid reason. Because, I mean, my logic is, it's a fucking vaccine. It's not the cure. So me being vaccinated, I mean, yeah, for a pandemic, you know, whoopty fucking do. But at the end of the day, it's like, you get vaccinated, you're not going to have it, and you're immune to it. No, bitch. I feel like, educate yourself. A vaccine is literally to fucking, like, better your immune system for when, if you do get it, or, you know, fucking, it's pretty much if you do get it, like, you're better at fighting it off.
Right.
That's pretty much it. And that's why I'm just like, I don't get why people are stressing the idea of a vaccine. Plus, people already have, there's already been the side effects, there's already been people who, of course, have gotten it, and, you know, it'll go away. I mean, at the end of the fucking day, dude, I'm even like stressing over this, like, this is the end of the world type of ordeal. It's just a virus that fucking weakens your immune system, and literally it fucks with you if you're really old or if you have really bad health. Those are the only people that I feel like need to worry about it. Those are the only people that I feel like they want to get vaccinated or whatever they need to. I don't think if America's gonna go this route with, you know, no mask restrictions and shit, then okay, just let it be that. Don't fucking add on top of forcing vaccinations and shit, because that's not gonna help. And literally, I don't even think we're even gonna get to that part because of just how serious the pandemic is. Like, right. I give it probably like, we're probably going to be on this whole everything's normal again for probably a month. And that's really even stretching it, honestly. It's like severely stretching it. Because have you seen the lineup of like concerts and fucking people have been like posting events? Like, it is wild all across America. And I'm just like, it's literally only going to take not even a week of those events happening until people start fucking freaking out again. And it's just, that's what it's going to be.
Yeah.
I feel like it's going to also be one of those things, like, if we really do want to be back to normal, America's really going to have to block out, just really be ignorant and block out other countries and their situations. Because you're not going to fucking sit here and tell me we're all fucking having hot boy summer or hot girl summer or whatever fucking over here in America, and fucking literally our neighboring countries are suffering because of this and all that shit. Like, we're just, it's a mess, man. It's a lot.
It is a lot. It sucks. I hated when it first happened, because it was just so weird. I remember going into work and they were like, yeah, we might get shut down. And I'm like, shut down? What are you talking about? My birthday's in like a week, man. Like, I'm just trying to party. Like, you know? And they're like, well,
not I'm trying to party.
Right. They're like, people are getting sick. And I'm like, what? You know, like, I didn't really understand. I'm like, what do you mean? It's hard for me to understand things sometimes that I can't really see happening before my face. Like, I'm like, my family's not sick. You know, I got sick before I went to New York in 2019. But, you know, that could have just been the flu or something. I just didn't really think about it. I don't know. It was just so weird to me because this has never really, I don't know, it maybe it did happen, but I never remembered when I was younger, because I think we did have, like, was it like the swine flu or something, or...
But that never, like, got to where, like,
yeah,
the coronavirus at all. Even staff, like, people were fucking freaking out about staff.
And
I'll never forget
that. Oh, I remember when staff
that.
Infection was a big thing.
Oh,
yeah.
Jesus. They had people thinking, like, a fucking a cut on your hand was, like, radioactive and shit. It was, oh, man.
They really did. They really did. I was like, oh, I hope I don't get that, man. Losing my hands and stuff. You know, I don't know what's going to happen. One of my friends got staff infection. I was like, oh, gosh. Oh, no. It's been nice knowing you.
I'm telling
you. You got life insurance. I don't know what to tell you.
Exactly, man. I'm telling you. Like, yeah, at the end of the day, with everything, like with the whole pandemic and shit, it's like you said, you have a hard time seeing things. You know, if it's not happening in front of you, you know, you have a hard time believing it. And I was like that with it. But when I really found out who all it really affects, and then, of course, just the simple steps of, you know, if you're sick, stay home. You know, if you know, mask up, you know, just always sanitize your hands. And if any fucking thing, which they didn't stress, and I wish they would have enforced more if they really wanted to get rid of it, fucking go out and get you some immune boosters. Like, goddamn, that helps so much. And especially during a virus that fucking helps, that's literally for that. And no, not all immune boosters are like, I'm not sitting here saying go to get immune boosters and substitute for the vaccine. No. And literally, even back on that topic, bitch, if you want to go get vaccinated, go do it. It's your business. If you want to go not wear a mask, do it. It's your business. Like, it's just so much going on that literally, because of the country we live in, you can't help but handle it how you want to handle it, because we have literally no authority over what the fuck to do.
I mean, all we can say about it is do whatever you think is right.
Stay safe.
Yeah, stay safe. Live your best life and YOLO.
Literally, just literally that. And if any fucking thing, like if you feel like it's just too much to go out and you can't go to the grocery store or you can't go to the gym or any of that shit, literally just stay home. I feel like it's gonna be one of those things. Like, I thought about it earlier this week when I found out, or last week when I found out about everything reopening. It was like, damn, like, I don't want to be that person going into Walmart and being the only person wearing my mask. Fucking literally, people are still wearing masks and still, like, in the state of mind, which I'm glad for. You literally know, like, if this egg's on, if they stretch this shit out and we do make it to, like, say midsummer, it's going to be one of those situations where people, like, it's gonna be a mask versus non-maskers type of fucking situation. And that's when I feel like they're gonna throw in the whole vaccination card shit, and then that's gonna be a severe problem.
That's why it's just such a mess, because you've got people who want to criticize people for wearing masks. Why did what they do, like, we already know, if as soon as you're different, someone got a problem with it. But I'm like, I don't understand. I'm like, why do people get so mad about what other people are doing? It's just tiring all the time. Like, people get mad about everything. I mean, you fucking fart in the wrong direction, they're mad. Like, I don't even know. Like, people just get so angry about how others are living their life. And I'm like, if they are posing a threat to you or your family, leave them the fuck alone. Like, just leave them alone.
I'll never understand why people get angry over the idea of other people wanting to either personally protect themselves or other people. I'll never fucking understand it.
When I worked at one of my previous jobs, I had worked for Lowe's. That part doesn't really matter to this story, but when I worked there, there was a guy that would come in. He was like a regular, and he'd wear a mask sometimes. And I think he wore it during different, like, seasons. Like, you know, some people would actually wear masks when they're sick, or maybe when others are getting sick or something, you know. He would just wear it, and I was like, okay, whatever, you know. I'd see him come in with his mask on, and it was kind of weird, but I'm like, you know, he just wore it because he want to. So I'm like, why is it any different now? Just let people fucking wear it. It's only a difference now because the government was like, maybe we should wear it. And then people are like, oh, the government's trying to control us, telling us what to do again.
Like, I'm telling you.
Why?
Because with the whole mask thing, like, I think it should be a normal, because, like, in Asia, or I think even specifically, I want to say France, like, before pandemic or any fucking thing, like, when people were sick, and if you're out in public, people would wear a mask. And I thought, even, like, seeing that in public, like, over here in America, people don't do that shit. So I get your reaction to that. But it's like, it makes sense, because it's just like, well, if I'm sick, but I got to get shit done, why not just wear a mask? Of course, back before pandemic, that would be like, well, why are you wearing a mask? Or what's the point in that? Or you look silly. Like, it was just, that's literally just embedded in me because I am in America. But I know.
That makes me so mad.
But, like, outside of the country.
No, what makes me mad is when people would be like, oh, we're just walking around, you know, like, different countries because they wear masks. And I'm like, they wear masks because they don't want to spread their germs. I'm like,
pretty much.
We're not mimicking them. we're actually doing what they've been doing and trying to keep ourselves safe just no matter what during an illness. We're not walking around like them. We're not, this isn't their culture. This isn't what they do. That's
right. How this people is literally make it just seem. Human health. It's human courtesy, honestly.
Right. It's just like, I'm like, you it's see doctors mindful. Wearing them. You see even like dentists and stuff will wear their masks while they're working in your mouth. Like, it's just a protective thing for them. It's
dentists
just,
need it the most.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Oh, you just made me think of something really gross. Dentists need to wear masks when they fuck with their patients, not sexually. I don't know what you do with your doctor. Either way, because they're all up in your mouth, they need to really, it's just too close. It's too much breath. It's too much spit. I had this one doctor, I was a kid, and that's exactly why. If I ever go to a dentist, they need to have a mask on. And this man, I can't even remember if he was even like really, I don't know if he was really operating on me or if he was just showing like an example or something. Like, I don't know. He was, I don't know, like post-cleaning, whatever the fucking case was. Mm-hmm. All I remember is there was this fucking giant ass mustache hovering over my face and those fucking crusty ass lips and him spitting fucking directly on my goddamn nose. And I was very upset. And I couldn't say anything because I'm a child. And if you fucking throw a tantrum or you fucking, you feel uncomfortable, you're the bad kid. So I just sit there and endure that bullshit. But any fucking way. You know what? That just leads into our next discussion, which is childhood memories. But I was thinking more on fucking good memories. My doctor spitting in my, not my mouth, but my face. Oh, if he spit in my mouth, Brittany.
Oh, that would not be okay. Oh, that would be so gross.
You know, there are people that are into that sexually, like mouth spitting.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I'm not going to kink shame. I just don't really like spit. I don't like saliva very much. I don't like how... I'm like, why is the bubbles in it? You know when you see someone spit?
My God. Oh my God, no. And then like, it's like, why? Why the fuck, like, would you want to transfer? I get the idea because I was reading comments on like this topic on fucking Twitter because they're talking about that shit. This is so awful what the fuck we're supposed to be talking about. But the dude was just like, his main argument was, if you kiss with tongue, I don't see the problem with wanting to spit in your mouth. My thing is, the argument that is fucking perfect for that is when if you French kiss or whatever, you use your tongue, I'm not feeling the transfer of a gloop of saliva into my mouth. I'm not feeling like it's spit is so cold. Like, it's so cold and it's so iggy and it's like, why in
is
the
it
middle
cold?
Of, huh?
Is it cold?
Yes. I'm just going off of, you just, you know what, we're not, you know what, hot tubbing this whole spit's gross. If you do it out of your sexual interest, you know what, cool. But you know what, you gotta find the right people for that shit. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Well, you know, different people are into different things.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, you never know.
Yeah, there's,
you know,
a lot
what I
of
used
different
to do
things.
When I was a kid,
and what's that?
I would spit a little bit, and I would see how long I could let it go before I could suck it back into my mouth.
Oh.
You didn't say anything, and I was like, I loved dear. It. It was so
fun. You loved it? What do you mean you loved it? What? You loved it all the time.
It was fun. I did it all the time.
It was fun. I'm just assuming you're a kid. You're anything to a child.
I did it until I was, what, maybe like in high school?
Brittany,
I do it right now. I try later tonight? May fuck around and do some, what would you even call that? Spit games.
Spit game. Oh fuck, I'm dying over that. That's great. That's so gross.
It's like playing yo-yo but with your spit.
Okay. Enough. Brittany, you're probably turning somebody on right now. You need to calm the fuck down.
Hey, OnlyFans for spit games. Let me know. Let me know in the Gmail. ask vibecheck at gmail.com.
No, how about you? You better fucking personal email that shit. Do not. Do not.
Send us a DM.
No, please.
We'd love to hear from you.
Oh man. Oh, that's terrible.
Oh, that's hilarious.
See, now that makes me want to, I want to add on to that. Like, I don't think I did anything weird. Like,
Oh,
okay, I'm sorry.
I did a lot of weird shit. I didn't eat my boogers, though, I will say
Oh no, never that.
that.
That was fucking weird. I tried that when I was a kid. I literally did because I remember hearing about it, like people that did do it. And I was just like, well, what's I wonder? And I did it. And I'm just like, this is not the move. So no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Literally, a booger came out of my mouth or out of my nose the other day and landed in my mouth, and I spit it out and almost gagged. It was like a dry booger, like one of them little ones that just be coming out. And I like almost threw up. Like it went in my mouth. I was like, oh, and I like almost gagged. I was like, oh my gosh. Ugh, it was bad.
God,
yeah, I couldn't get down with the eating of the boogers. Just
I couldn't think of even like enjoying it. Like, it's supposed to be honestly like the why people do it is they like the taste or the texture. It's like one of those weird eating things or whatever. But I don't fucking know. That's just like fucking kids that used to eat glue and we. I
Tide
don't know.
Pods.
We are not part of that generation. I
You
refuse. That
remember
that's
the cinnamon challenge?
the cinnamon challenge. Yeah, I think that's about as dumb as it got for us. Like on that one, when it came to like viral, like wanting to get clout type shit.
You ever see Janaea's cinnamon challenge? I remember she did it back in the day
Yes, I
with her
do remember
sister.
seeing that, and she and her both did not have a good
They
time.
died.
Yeah.
They died. Yeah, Janae, if you're listening, hey girl. That's our shout outs. That's
And
how we do it. We just, hey girl.
she's probably listening. She'll say something.
Yeah, I'll hit her up. That was hilarious. I knew I did not want to do it because before the cinnamon challenge was like an official post your cinnamon challenge, I was talking to this guy who, funny story, I actually catfished. Sad face. Anyways, I was talking to him and he told me the story about how like he almost fucking died because he did the cinnamon challenge basically, and he was like, I couldn't even talk to ask my friend for water. All I could do was just die. And luckily he got some water, but it was like, that's like long story short. And I was like, damn, why would you even do that, bro? Like that sounds so bad. And then the cinnamon challenge started popping up and I was like, oh God, no. I'm like, y'all don't understand what you messing with. This is fire. This ain't real. This
Fire.
you shouldn't be doing it. Yeah. And I'm like, it ain't fire. It's like fire. Like you gonna get burned. Like, don't do it. Cause you know, if it's fire, it's great. If it's fire, nah, man. No. Only when you can barely hear the R do you want that fire. When it got a little at the end, you know it's good. But cinnamon, shit'll dry you out. It'll kill you. Don't do it.
It's not worth it. Who the fuck did that and made it a thing? Like, I would really like to know, like, where was the heart of that? Because that was really weird how that popped up. It's the same thing with Tide Pod shit. That was hella weird. And we have been living, like, we grew up with them motherfuckers. So, how the fuck y'all decide one day that them motherfuckers just look delicious and you just pop one in your mouth? And not only that, you do it and record yourself. I'd never seen a video of it at all. I've seen screenshots and I've seen articles and just, you know, that's about as far as I dug into that.
Yeah.
But it's the fact that, like, people really went above and beyond to record themselves eating this fucking Tide Pod. I'll just, man, people get bored sometimes.
People do get bored, but before we bore anyone, we're gonna take a break and we'll be back.
We're back.
Basic.
Yep, just like that. And it's fine. People will love it and they're here for it.
Yes, third episode vibes.
I don't know how many people are here for your booger story. Because that, I mean, not your booger story. Was it your spit story? Oh my God. Okay, anyway, moving
We talked about spit
on.
bogus, spit and bogus, bogus.
Speaking of like good childhood memories, you know what? This isn't a good childhood memory. Honestly, it's not. It's just fucking funny and hysterical.
Okay.
It's honestly me getting in trouble, and it's a time where I guess you could say almost went to jail. I think they did it just to scare us. This is like, I want to say preteen years. This is definitely preteen years because I damn sure did not do this in high school. I'm going to use fake names because this story gets very detailed. And I don't know who all listens. The people who know this, and I think I've told you this before. Did I ever tell you about me? Did I ever tell you about the time almost I got in trouble for robbing some friend's house?
I don't know.
Okay, well, this is gonna be a fun ass story then. So,
okay, I'm buckled.
All right, so there was this time that me and a group of friends, and I'm referring to this group separate from this person because I don't like him. So, me and this group of friends, and we're gonna call him Howie. We all hung out with Howie. Like, Howie was cool, but yeah. Howie was really like cringy and annoying. And not saying that we did this like out of spite towards him. It was more so just like, I don't know. He was just that. I don't fucking know. That's just so weird to think about any fucking way. Howie one day decided he wanted to have all of us over, and we were all hanging out. I think we were chilling in his backyard, bouncing on his trampoline and shit. While we're hanging out, his family comes out and it's like, hey, we got to go make some runs or something, you know. And, you know, we were really cool with the family. Like, they didn't seem like they had a problem with us. They trusted us a lot. And we obviously broke that trust, but we're going to get there. okay. You know, like, we got to go, you know, so let's go run our errands. And we're like, okay, sure, whatever. Or they're like, you know, sure. Okay. Howie is like, you know, sure, whatever.
Yeah.
And so Howie and his family leave, and, you know, we're just sitting there, and we just get the random idea to just, you know, we're thirsty or, you know, hungry for some snacks or whatever. And so we ended up taking just some snack cakes and some shit, just like junk food, really. It was like in their pantry, like right when, as soon as you walk in their side door. And so we did this once. I think 2 days went by, and I'm walking down the street. And Howie's dad stops and pulls over and is like, have you guys been in my house? And we're just like, no, we haven't been in your house. No, like, what are you talking about? And he's just like, I don't know. He's like, I just get the idea. He just said, I get the idea that you guys have been in my house. And all he said was, I just get the idea. And it's just like, okay. I just said, you know, whatever, and just left it at that. So I run over to, let me use a fake name. Fuck. Whose name gonna Pikachu. I go to Pikachu's house. And so Pikachu, and I tell Pikachu, you know, I think Howie's dad thinks, you know, he's caught us going over to the house. And Pikachu's just like, no, there's no way. You know, we did that once. And, you know, long story short, you know, us trying to figure this out. Later that night, I get a phone call from Pikachu, and she's very hysterical. And she's all like, you know, the police are at my house. And I hear her sister in the background crying. And I hear the mom, like, I guess, talking to the cop or something. Or, like, she's going off or she's mad. Pretty much telling me, you know, warning me, like, hey, I think they're going to come to your house because they want us to go to Howie's house. And I'm just like, well, they don't know where I live. And she's just like, well, no, my mom told them where you live. And I'm like, okay, cool. Shit. That's great. So I was just like freaking out. I remember going to the door and I was just pacing back and forth. And I was just like, oh my God, I don't know, you know, what's going to happen. I'm sitting here really thinking in my head, I'm about to go to jail. Like, that's what I was thinking with Pikachu and her sister. Like, they're about to go to jail. We're all about to get in trouble. Like, this is some serious shit. So cops get there, talk to my mom. They tell me, you know, we pretty much got caught or being put to blame for breaking and entering and taking shit and all this shit. And I'm just like, it's like it's riled up more than what it is. And so anyway, we get there because the cops, you know, they make sure that we go to Howie's house and shit. So I'm there with Pikachu. It's me, Pikachu, her sister, Howie, all of our all of our parents, pretty much. Well, Pikachu's mom and my mom. Yeah. And, this is where it gets super, super interesting and just bizarre. So we're sitting there and we're confused because we're just like, we've only done this once. They were trying to make it seem like we've done this multiple times. And so we found out that Howie's dad had found out that we were, I guess, he had caught another day, somebody out of our friends group went and did that shit again. And he had caught them. They were in the back of their house. So I shouldn't be there. So I'm already kind of pissed because I'm just like, well, this had nothing to do with us. I don't know how the fuck we're even here. And plus the people that he had saw, you know, do it out of that friend group weren't there. So that was even more fucking frustrating because it's just like, well, you got the wrong people any fucking way. But, you know, whatever. Not really, but any motherfucking way.
Yeah.
We're sitting there and the mom is crying. Howie's mom is like crying and she's being all hysterical. She's making it seem like we took all of her groceries in her house. She's making it seem like they didn't have any food for the week. And we were kind of puzzled by that because Howie's family was very, very fit. So we didn't understand how you took your supply of food for the entire week and all this shit. Like, I didn't understand it. And like I said, you caught the people who you caught. You know, it wasn't us. They probably really did take some shit. I don't fucking know. But as far as I know, on our end, we didn't take nothing but some snack cakes and some fucking Little Debbie's and shit. So anyway, while this is all going on, parents are being hysterical and crying and shit because they think they have bad children and all this other shit. And Howie's mom comes out of nowhere and says that we also went as far as eating, I guess, making ourselves food in their home and throwing the dishes behind the shed or some shit. And this is when Pikachu chimes in. That is not the case. The reason why, and she won't know. She's like, that's not true at all. She's like, no one ever took any of your dishes and threw anything behind the shed. And Howie's mom was like, well, why was there a cup back there? And this is so weird because, of course, it was just one glass. She's like, well, why was there one glass behind my shed? You know, you could have broken it. And basically accusing us of that. And Pikachu said, no, that glass is from one day when we was all hanging out and I wanted something to drink. Howie didn't want to come inside and give me some water, so he peed in a cup and brought it out there and tried to make me drink it, and I threw it behind me. So.
Oh my gosh.
Everybody at this point is like, jaw drop, because bitch, even the cop was shook. Like, the cop, like, yeah, the cops are in there, and they just like, hold up now. Some serious shit. So, Howie's mom like screams because Howie was in the room and is just like, you know, you need to come out here right now. So Howie comes out there. Remind you, she was very sad and just, woe is me and my family is so fit that we live off of Twinkies and now we can't eat anything. But she was just so this dramatic fucking person. And then as soon as he gets in there, she's like, tears and shit all dried up. And she's just like, Howie, did you really try to make Pikachu drink your pee? And he's just sitting there with his head down and he's just like, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And bro, like, I didn't mean to, but I chuckled and I was just like, bro, what the fuck is
this? What the fuck?
And so Howie's mom, like, I think I can't remember. I think she said, what the fuck is wrong with you? Or something. Like, she snapped or some shit, yo. And Howie pretty much got all teary-eyed, and she was like, we're going to deal with this when they leave, because that's different. Like, so Howie goes to bed all sad and shit, I guess worried about his ass whooping that he's going to get. Us, we're sitting there, and, you know, the parents are pretty much at this point, after that all came out, they wanted to finalize it. Howie's parents wanted to finalize with saying, you know, they did this as a scare tactic, and, you know, they didn't really want us to get in trouble. They just wanted us to see, you know, that it's wrong. And I'm just like, I think what they really had to do was, like, kind of, like, refresh the room, kind of, after fucking finding out, you know, we're here because your friends are stealing food from you. But now it seems like the more serious error is your little boy is trying to make your friends drink his pee. So I don't know, like, what to do there. But yeah, we ended up leaving. And I remember my mom was trying to palm me off as some, like, little fucking worker boy by telling me I could make it up to them by doing yard work or some fucking shit. I think Pikachu and her sister were grounded for fucking the majority of the summer. It was a really weird and wild time. And yeah, I just,
what the hell?
That was probably, like, one of the craziest fucking things. One of the, like, really small things that are, like, a lot of fucking other shit. That's just something that came into mind because of the whole pee incident. And I was like, God damn, like, that's just
crazy. And the fact that you guys really didn't steal from them.
That's the main thing.
We did
go into your house. We did take shit without you knowing. Yes, it was, you know, snack cakes and shit. And yes, that's a thing. But my whole thing is, you literally, whoever the fuck you saw behind your house that day, clearly, whoever the fuck, which I have an idea who it is, and I know this motherfucker's not listening, but if whoever's listening, like, I need to, matter of fact, I want to call Pikachu and kind of rant about this shit. That motherfucker never got caught. But I really do think I know who the fuck really came in there and took extra shit, if that's what they were talking about. Yeah, it's like, this just didn't make any fucking sense at all, how you accuse us, because I get it, we're the only ones that hang around your son, and you've left us before, you know, with us playing in your yard and shit before, but it's like, I don't fucking know. I don't know how you mix the people up.
Right.
Do you have any crazy childhood stories like matching up to that or something better?
I just some shit back in my day, but not really crazy, you know, like,
it ain't even gotta be childhood shit, it can be like high school shit. High school shit is when it's just a bunch of drugs and alcohol. Yeah. I'm not too fucking proud of it, but I mean, hey.
That wasn't me.
You were a nice kid.
I mean, I got drunk once when I was 16. I got, well, maybe like twice.
Ooh.
Yeah, that was...
Shit, I was so anti-weed for so long.
Yeah, I was too. Shit, even outside of high school, I was like, don't be smoking that shit. That shit's bad for you. What the hell? We went through DARE. How dare you? I don't even care. I know one time I threw some sand at this little girl, and then she was like, I'm going to tell my mom on you. And I was trying to convince her not to tell her mom, but she did anyways. I got in trouble for that shit. I was like, that little bitch. How dare she? I was kind of rowdy. I got kicked out of preschool because I bit a girl on the cheek for not sharing her toy. And that was Damn. The last straw. I was like, oh, okay. I mean, I don't know how it was like because I was in preschool. I don't even know what else I did. Shit, when I went to daycare, first of all, I was in the first grade and I had my first boyfriend named Benjamin. And I don't know Benjamin to this day, but apparently one of my good friends actually knows this guy. But I know that he was my first boyfriend and we had planned on kissing. We were like, we're going to give each other a kiss because we went to the same school and then we got dropped off at daycare. We decide we're going to go to the bathroom and kiss. So we go to the like girls' bathroom, like they're like private bathrooms and there's like a boy, girl, whatever. And we just give each other a little peck and then we walk out, you know, just like that. And I guess the nursery lady seen us and told my parents that we had sex in the bathroom. Oh,
damn.
As first graders.
Damn. Are you serious? And they bought it?
Yeah, and this place was just awful. I will never put my kids in daycare because of what I went through. I went to this daycare, and there was mostly black kids. That's just what it was. And my friends were black, and I was like, I didn't really care. That wasn't like a thing for me. There was like one white girl there. You know, like me and this other girl, we were like the lightest ones. And I don't know, the person pretty much who owned it, her daughter and me, we just did not get along. We were not friends. And they ended up saying that I was racist because of it. And I was so upset because I was talking to my friends and I'm like, they're trying to say that I can't talk to you because they're trying to say I'm racist and I can only talk to the white people here. And I was like, which is literally only that one girl. And I'm like, and you guys are my friends. Like, I'm not understanding why they say, like, they're saying this shit about me. And it had me so upset. And my friends just were like, well, we ain't black, we brown, so you can talk to us. And I was like, okay. That's what they told me. I was really good friends with this one girl and her brother. And I was just so hurt by that because I'm like, I'm in first grade. I don't even know what racism is. Like at that point, I don't know what sex is. I just know that this girl is a bully to me. And apparently her family owned it because that's just what it was. But it was just so, like I was so mad.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I'm just like, what the fuck? You're a child. First off, I would never immediately, if a bitch came to me and said that she caught two first graders fucking, I would fucking one slap her and report her to the fucking police for even having that idea. But it's like, how would you even, why would you believe that? How would you believe that? Like, they're children. And not only that, right. But like, that's a big word for such little kids. Like, that's a lot. Like,
you right. don't see that.
And then the whole racism thing, it's just like, damn. Brittany, you just got hit with, you was a racist child, and you was out there hoeing, and you just couldn't be stopped. Like,
I was like a racist slut in first grade.
Man, you was, that's a
and
lot.
And you know Brittany. What, you know what makes me mad? The boy that I had sex with was black too.
Oh my goodness.
So I'm like, literally my first boyfriend. So I'm like, I don't understand that. That's so dumb. Like then, you know, I was just upset because I was like, why are they saying these things about me? You know, because I'm young, I don't understand. Like I'm not understanding why I'm getting told I can't talk to certain people because of the way they look. Like I was like, that's stupid as fuck. That just don't make no sense to me. When you know who my friends are, you know who my little boyfriend is. I know this was supposed to be good childhood memories, but I didn't have a lot. Clearly. I've had some shitty shit go on. I'm trying to think of something good, but I'm like, who knows? I played softball when I was younger. That was pretty cool. One time this girl, she was like pitching to me and she hit me in the butt. So I got to get a free base. Yeah, it sucked too. It kind of hurt. People would always be like, I hope I get hit so I get a free base. But I'm like, I don't want to get hit because that's just going to hurt. That ball is going like 20 miles an hour or so. I don't know. It's going fast and it's going to hit you. And it's not like a little baseball. It's like a big ball. Like it's going to hurt. It's not called softball because it's soft. That shit hurt.
Right, it should hurt.
Right. I'm trying to think of a good story aside from my crappy daycare life.
I mean, daycare is rough. Shit, the only thing that I can even remember, because I didn't do sports in high school. I didn't do sports at all growing up. But, like, yeah, the only thing that I did, like, I didn't start doing, like, school activities till high school. And I was, like, what, Spanish club? And, like, another
oh
fucking
oh, my gosh.
Club.
Speaking of Spanish club, the fact that we were in that bullshit-ass Spanish club together and we ain't even know each other.
I don't even know what was the point in everyone being in it. There was definitely well over fucking 50
There was so many students. Look, I heard free nachos, and my ass was like, hey, who wants to join Spanish club?
Bro, I'm telling you, I remember. You know what? I almost remember clear as day. Spanish club was brought up to me once, and I'll never fucking forget it. We fucking were told about the food that was going to be there after school. Literally, I can't remember who it was. It was just the group, and it was just the timing, and everybody was just, like, hype as fuck about it. And for whatever goddamn reason, even people that rode the bus home, we hung the fuck out for that goddamn food at Spanish club because it was like, goddamn. And then Mr. Hayden's old innocent ass sitting over there like, there's just so many people. She was overwhelmed because I ain't never had that many people. But I'm just like, damn, bitch, like, that was really a lot of stupid ass people. Like, I wish I had the yearbook from that year because that, if you, like, look at all the other clubs, I think Spanish club is, like, literally the biggest unnecessary fucking club, and it's literally because they had said we were gonna have some good ass fucking Mexican food after school.
For real, that's really why I got like two friends to join. We were chilling in Spanish club.
It was like a chain effect for me, man. Like, it got brought up once, and everybody just started talking about it. Like, yo, you gonna join Spanish club? They got food after school, and it was like, yep. And we got
they
there
got food
and
after school,
right? Like, I mean, that's just how you know people wasn't eating. Like, listen, that's how you know the lunch system in Tennessee just was not it, because that's a lot of fucking kids for a Spanish club. And then when they were trying to plan trips, oh god, Mr. Hayter had a heart attack, because that's a lot of fucking bodies to keep up.
I think I went one time. I went to El Bracero with them.
I think they only had that one mass group togetherness because it was just because I think they had like other little events, and of course nobody fucking came, and that's just what was so weird about it. It's just like, goddamn, like our picture. Like, and that was so weird because I had forgot that it even happened, because that's right. That happened like early in the school year. That was probably like when school came back. That was like August, September. And then you get the yearbook and you see like you're going through and you're just like, no, look at all these clubs and stuff. And then you get this giant ass fucking panoramic photo of Spanish club. And it's like, why? Shit, we could have been a band in that bitch. Like, we could have fucking... Yeah, that's a whole fucking little system, like Spanish club. But that was funny. That was fucking hilarious. And
that was so funny.
Nobody did anything in that bitch.
We really didn't. We would just meet and eat and talk about what we might do. That's just hilarious. I just remember, like, we were in the same club and didn't even know each other.
Didn't even know it. Didn't even fucking know it. Like, that's how many people were fucking in it. Like, I don't even fucking remember anyone in it, like, at all. Like, of course, like, whoever I was friends with at the time and whoever I had classes with. But other than that, that was a wild fucking
event. I bet you I have that yearbook because I think it was my senior year. Because was it 2010 to 2011?
Yeah.
I think that's the only reason. I think that's the only reason I knew that you were in it is because I have my senior yearbook. It's like the only one from high school I have.
Yeah, we were going through it that day, and we had noticed. That's how we fucking discovered it. Like, at the time, I didn't fucking know that shit at all.
Yeah, like, we didn't know each other because we were in different grades.
What other fucking clubs? There weren't many. I know, I just think it was just Spanish club. It was that club, and I did this one little thing where I used to have to greet new students that came into the high school and pretty much just give them a tour and everything, which was perfect for me because I pretty much gave you all the information you needed and assigned you to whatever fucking group of friends you wanted, because it was like, I literally, like, I'm a teacher. Like, they kind of made it seem like I had to sell the high school to them, which kind of pissed me off. I'm just like, why the fuck would I literally try to uphype this high school to them when they're only forced here because their fucking parents are, like, in this school zone? I'm not going to do that. So what I did, I added my own little dash of flavor to it. I would fucking get a new fucking suit, and as soon as I would introduce them to them, tell them my name, I'd ask what grade are they in, I'd ask them what would they like what do they like to do as far as activities and shit, and if they threw out some like fucking big ass identifiers, I'd be like, as soon as lunchtime hit, I'd be like, you know what, I know exactly where I can put you. Like, I was fucking just putting people where they needed to be. I'm the reason why some of them groups were together, hell. That's how I fucking feel. I'm serious. That was a fun ass little fucking gig. Like, it was fun because it's like you got to meet all like every single new face that came in to like the school. And it was like, of course, where we were at, like, I mean, it's a military town, so you stayed getting fucking new students from everywhere. Man, I made like a lot of great fucking friends off of that. And like I said, it was just funny as fuck having to place people. Some people you just fucking see, especially with them little redneck kids. You just, man, if I see you wearing some camo, like, listen, you know where to go. I ain't gotta tell you shit. You go. That's how that works.
I used to always want to be one of those office people that worked in the office.
Didn't they just seem so nice? Like, you would hear all, like, I bet they heard, like, so much fucking school drama, like, between teachers.
Ooh, I bet they did. They knew all the tea. Mm-hmm. They were like, ooh, fucking, you know, Billy got fucking suspended yesterday. I saw his fucking parent pick him up. He came to the office. I'm telling you,
they would know when parents would come up there acting a fool. They know when fucking anytime, like, principals or teachers came in to work late or some fucking shit, or anytime something bad happened.
They were living the life. I literally had no open classes because I was taking so much. Because I joined Avid for like prep for college. So I was taking all these classes, trying to do that. It's wilding. And I was in band. So that was a class period.
I was in band in fifth grade. Wow. I just remembered I know how to play the French horn. Yeah, when I was in fifth grade, I was living in Illinois for a year. I moved to Alton, Illinois. And the school that I went to, it was once a high school from a middle school to elementary school. So It was elementary school with a big ass fucking track in the back of it. And it had lockers and a weird ass fucking lunchroom. And yeah, of course, it was just high school theme, but it was for little kids. And I'll never fucking forget. Yeah, I had to fucking play the French horn. They made you play an instrument there. I think it was like part of their curriculum. I think they make you do that. I think you have to play. Because I don't think, because in Tennessee, they make you play the fucking, that recorder flute. Yeah.
It's not a flute.
Okay,
first of
recorder.
All, the recorder is more like a clarinet than it is a flute. Let's get that straight. Let's get that.
So you think you know it, right? Because you,
I play
you,
the flute.
Oh, because you played the flute. That's how you know it?
Yes.
Oh, I thought you were going to, because you were in band. But okay.
I played the flute. And I was in band from middle school up until high school. I marched. I played the piccolo one year, which is a very tiny flute.
I thought you said that you used to march. I was like, why the fuck would you say that? What's the point of saying that?
Whatever. You should have stuck with the French horn, because it's hard to find people that play the French horn.
The French, I hated that instrument. One, because when I was in fifth grade, that instrument was bigger than me. So it was
hard.
Like,
it's a difficult horn to master.
It was, man, my lips used to hurt so bad. And I used to get mad whenever they made us, like, you have to practice this song. I remember we had our concert. Oh, my God. I didn't practice Britney. I did not practice. And so I did not give a fuck. I sat up there and I literally pretended to play the instrument. I sat in that fucking big ass crowd and I did not play at all. I was looking around. I was looking at all the other little kids' fingers. And I was just, I had my eyes closed and I was shaking my head. And I was just like, I'm not getting written up today. Fuck that.
I'm dead. That is hilarious.
I'm serious. Like, I never understood that. It was like they made us play. And it wasn't like they were hard songs, because I remember before moving to Illinois, we played the recorder. I remember that freshly in my head. And so when I got to Illinois, I thought that was going to be the instrument of choice. No, they literally had us pick out our instruments that we wanted to play. I remember my cousin, she wanted to play the violin. So she played the violin. And I'll never forget the fucking little boy. His name was Andrew. He wanted to fucking do the drums. They literally made us play real instrument. And they had us perform little concerts.
That's hilarious.
I don't know, man. Them kids in Illinois, though, they know how to have full ass like orchestra like bands playing at like elementary school levels. So good on them for that. Because my little Tennessean ass, I was just vibing off everybody else. I was not about to do that.
That's hilarious. Well, on that note, we're gonna take another break.
Boy toy named Troy used to live in Detroit. Big dope dealer money. He was getting some coin. Was a shooter with the luau. Buddy lived in a palace. Bought me Alexander McQueen. He was keeping me stylish. Now that's real, real, real. Gun in my purse, bitch, I came dressed to kill. Who wanna go first? I had him pushing.
What the fuck are you saying?
I'm fly as hell. I got him thirsty, track and field. I'm on some dumb shit. That's how I wanna bring it back.
What the fuck was that?
That was the best introduction that you ever heard in your life. And
okay,
that
okay.
was some little country boy. He got invited to the cookout and he heard Anaconda and he just wanted to throw his little southern twang. What? I'm on some dumb shit.
Is that an actual song?
Brittany, I just read to you the lyrics to Anaconda by Nicki Minaj.
It's really funny that you sang that because I literally looked at my roommate today and was like, I like big butts and I cannot lie. Then he just looked at me and didn't even laugh. And I was like, oh, okay.
How old is he?
32.
How the fuck do you not get that reference? Or maybe you're just dry. It's okay. Yeah, I said it. You're dry. If you're listening, I'll tell you about it.
Oh my God.
No, I'm joking.
I'm dry. Stay thirsty, my friends. I don't even know why I said that.
I don't know. I'm glad you did because I just took a drink of water because my voice, I needed one after that.
Yeah, I'm drinking some strawberry daiquiri, the frozen type. Only like 6% alcohol, so it's barely hitting. And I got a headache, so it's really not helping.
I'm about to say, damn, you signing yourself up for pain, ain't you? You just...
Hey, YOLO.
I mean, damn, you kind of make me want to drink because I have some Jose Cuervo and that is actually really good. I know I said this before on here, I drink liquor just straight, alcohol, all that shit. Like, you just, I don't care. I don't need a chaser. But if you ever want to mix Jose Cuervo, I would highly recommend mixing it with Dr. Pepper. It tastes really good. And it's a pretty, like, really just smooth drink to just vibe off of. You just sip on it. And it's tequila, so it's going to get you fucked up. So.
Okay. Sound good.
Shit, I want to be a bartender. I ain't going to lie. That would be nice.
That would be fun, I feel like.
Especially with everything opening back up. I mean, no. Let me not. Nope. No, I would not. Because I would be very, very aggravated. You know what? I thought about just me being behind a counter and just having to face a crowd of people that want things. And I'm just not for it. Nope. Oh, my God. That reminds me of when I worked at the Holiday Inn. Oh, can I tell this story really quick? Like,
yeah, okay. Tell it. Okay.
It just, the reason why I have a fear of like helping mass crowds is because I had to help a mass crowd of people one day. I used to live in Fort Walton Beach and I used to work at the Holiday Inn Resort on Okaloosa Island and I was a night auditor there. So me being a night auditor there, I was the only person in the building. There was no other staffing at all. Literally, it was just me. Restaurant, bar, all that shit was closed by the time I came in. I got there at 10, got off at like 7 or 8, just depending. So when you say that, it's kind of just like, oh, that can't be too intimidating. You know, you would think everybody would be asleep. You know, people wouldn't want things. That's not the case. And it's a fucking resort. And so it sucks. Like, it was very frustrating. So there'd be some nights it was just me and like the one other night auditor. But there might be some nights where it was just me by myself. But overall, it was usually, it was really just me and her usually. But either way, there's a situation one night, a fire had happened and it was in the laundry room and I think it was with the dryer, something caught fire or something, like some fabric, a rag or something. I remember them saying something caught fire behind it. But either way, of course, you know, you're thinking a fire alarm is going to go off and all this crazy shit. None of that happened. So I had to go set off the alarm. And not only that, when I called my boss to explain to her, hey, there's a fire happening and I don't know what to do. And just a quick reminder, I was like 20. So I was just like, I don't know what to do in this situation. Like, I don't have experience with this. When she told me I had to go on every floor and knock on all the doors and evacuate everybody out of the building, my jaw fucking almost broke because I was like, ooh. We were at a full house. And not only a full house, there was like a cheerleading competition. I think they were passing through. There was something going on in Pensacola, but I guess they're staying on Okaloosa Island, which is only like not that far. But anyway, it was just so many people. And I'll never fucking forget. It was like you would think in a time of panic and, you know, seriousness, people would be willing to just, you know, all right, let's get out of the building. Let's evacuate. You know, they're worried about their concerns. Brittany, when I tell you it was like trying to argue with a bunch of grown ass toddlers, that was the worst night. I had people in my face. I'm like trying to guide people down fire exits and shit. And it's just me and one other person. She was downstairs. And I know she was like getting everybody together, like guiding them out. But I was the one going like up and down, like all fucking five flights, going across all fucking rooms, knocking on doors and shit. And each door storm knocking on, you know, people are like asking you, hammering you with questions. What's going on? Why do I have to leave? Is it really a fire? Is this necessary? I had a couple motherfuckers throw that one out at me. Is this necessary? I literally fucking almost wanted to say, bitch, you can take your ass right the fuck back in that room, lock it, and fucking hope and pray that they put the fire out before it gets reaches you. I'm concerned. Because real deal, it was just mad disrespectful. Because it's like, no one really took into consideration there was only two people working that night. Out of the whole fucking, like, fully staffed, I think they can only have up to, I think, 500 occupants. So that's a lot of fucking people to try to fucking get out of their home, get out of their fucking rooms, wake up, make sure everybody's got their shit. Handicapped, disabled people too. And then I remember I almost fucking backhanded this little girl because she wanted to lay in the foyer, like literally like where the door opens and closes. She laid like right in between it. And she's like sitting there on her phone and, you know, talking to her friends and shit. And they're all like bullshit. And I'm just like, ma'am, you cannot be in the building. And they're all literally arguing with me. There's no fire down here. We don't see a fire. There's no fire in the lobby. And I'm just like, who the fuck said there was a fire in the lobby? Like, I literally only told people to get out of the building because there is a fire. And like, oh my God, like, it was just the fact that I was responsible for so many people's lives, in my fucking opinion. I mean, I'm not trying to say I was fucking swooping motherfuckers out of their beds and shit and flying them downstairs, but it's like, I still had to rile up all these fucking people, make sure the building was safely evacuated. Fucking for some reason, I don't even know why it took the fire department so long to get out to Okaloosa Island. I will never fucking understand that. But they got out there finally, and they took care of the fire, and it wasn't even that fucking bad, but immediately after all that it got cleared out, do you know what people did, Brittany?
What?
They came to the fucking front desk after the fire department said it's okay to go back inside. And I had to deal with another army of people literally wanting to complain and ask, can they speak to the general manager because the fire was unnecessary and didn't anyone need to evacuate and they wanted to be compensated for breakfast or for their entire stay or they wanted some free shit. It was a mess. And I've never in my life, you know what? I think that's also why I really don't like bougie rich people, because that resort for a Holiday Inn, in my fucking opinion, one, a Holiday Inn. I don't give a fuck. That's low taste. I don't give a fuck what part of the world that it's in. Fuck Holiday Inn. But for some reason, when people are at a Holiday Inn, especially a resort, and they just have some money, I guess, they really fucking feel entitled. And that was just so much. That was terrible. And I didn't even go off on anybody. I remember I yelled at that girl telling her she needed to leave, like, get back inside, and I didn't care what she had going on. I remember, I didn't word it like that. But I'm sure I worded it like, I don't care what the fuck you got going on. You need to get out.
Yeah.
Oh, man. But yeah, fuck crowds and fuck those people.
For real, it's like, it's an annoying situation to have to leave your room, but still, like, what if the fire was bad? People could have seriously been hurt or killed.
That's my thing, because I thought it was, because I was young at the time, it just seemed extra to me to have to go and make sure everyone was out of the building, because I looked at it like, well, the fire alarm should get them. But of course, that's young fucking me. But it's still like, it's the fact that even adults, it was mainly adults, and then these fucking prissy ass fucking cheerleader girls, they were just all had attitudes and were just mad because I woke them up at like fucking 2 a.m. because of a laundry fire. Like, it's, you know, man, I wish if I could have done things differently back then. I don't know. We're not going to talk about that.
Yeah.
I just had like two bad ideas go through my head, and I know I wouldn't.
Well, shit, let's talk about our next subject for the pod: self-love and mental health, and why it's so important. Yep, self-love. You want to kick it off? You want to?
Okay. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing, Brittany. Any fucking way. Self-love and self-care is very important. Y'all motherfuckers need to laugh more. Like, shit like that. I wish people were more just open and cool with the idea of mental health, because I don't know, I want to put mental health at like really like top list of shit when it comes to any kind of health. Your brain and your, you know, your focus on shit has to be right before you do anything in this world. So it starts there in your mind. And if you don't have, you know, a strong, healthy mindset, or, you know, you can't stay focused or think on a good note, you know, you gotta train yourself or prepare yourself for, I guess, not the worst to come, but, you know, those kind of situations. I think more people should definitely consider therapy, and I'm getting on that again because I was reading on Reddit, someone had asked, I can't even remember what he was like genuinely about or what like subreddit it was on, but basically he was saying that he didn't understand why people were trying to force therapy as kind of like the go-to for help, and he didn't understand why he would want to go talk to someone about his problems, you know, and, you know, especially things that, you know, you can't fix and things like that. And That is very fucking true. And I agree with him. You know, why would you want to go talk to somebody about your problems? Why would you want to bring up things that are so bad in your life or so bad in your mentality that, you know, if they're brought up, you don't know how to react. You don't respond to them well. And going to therapy, it's one of those things, you know, talking to that person, one, they're literally licensed for this kind of work. It's all psychological work. When you're necessarily, when you talk to a therapist, they're not like how they fucking do in movies or cartoons. You know, you're sitting there laying there telling your darkest of stories and shit, and they're just bullshitting, sitting there like drawing or fucking not even paying attention or kind of making you do bad things. That's not the point of a therapist at all. Like, the licensed professionals to kind of get to help you get into your head and pretty much help you better process and react to the things that you didn't even know make you who you are today. There's a lot of things that people don't know, like childhood traumas that, you know, things that back then used to fuck with them. That's why they do what they do now. It took me myself. I've done a lot of just self-discovery and just, you know, trying to better myself over the years. And one of the things that I noticed that I've done from my childhood up until now that I don't have a problem with it really too much anymore, but it used to be just feeling like I had to apologize for shit that I didn't have anything to do. Like, I could be fucking walking by somebody and I'll easily like walk past them and just be like, sorry. Or if I drop something from somebody's hand or just any little like little silly things like that, like any little thing. And I would always get told, you know, you say sorry too much. And I noticed that I say sorry a lot because when I was growing up in my childhood, I was blamed for a lot of shit that I didn't need to be blamed for or things that I didn't have any control over or any of that. You know, when you think about it on that kind of perspective, it's kind of like, huh, I always say sorry because I feel like I'm to blame for everything, even though that's literally not even your thought process during that time. You literally just automatically, sorry. It didn't even fucking matter. It never popped in my head, you know, sorry, and this is the following reason why, because of my childhood trauma. No, it's, you have to think back and understand, if anything, a lot of childhood traumas, you know, if any fucking thing, if the main thing, none of that shit is your fault. Anything that's happened to you as a child, you know, you're brought into this world. You don't know anything. It's literally up to those people who are over you, your guardians, to kind of guide you and put you in the right paths. And, you know, even if they don't, you know, you as a human, you develop your own ways on how to react and respond to shit. And a lot of the times, especially if it's things that go overlooked or you don't get out, it can turn into some toxic ass shit that you carry with you into adulthood. And then people are looking at you differently and you don't know what the fuck's going on. And it's just a huge mess. And it's just mental health. You know, it doesn't even have to even start with childhood trauma. Not everybody has childhood traumas. That's another fucking thing. And that is very true. But there are still things that are very traumatic to people that they're going to have to learn how to, if they knew how to deal with it, you know, fuck, I lost my train of damn thought. There are certain traumas that, you know, even if as an adult, you're going to go through. And if you don't ever figure out what those traumas are or how to overcome them, it's going to stick with you. And that's going to be part of who you are as a person. And it can be toxic or just unhealthy. And that's just, fuck, why do I keep mumbling on words? Brittany, what am I trying to say?
I don't know. I ain't no psychic, bro.
Anyway, mental health is very important. And I think everybody needs to really take time to meditate or really, really separate yourself from things that are toxic. You know, I think people generally have an idea when things aren't good for them or whenever they're around things that they can't handle, you know, and people need to learn how to separate themselves from them things and also learn how to like just take their time. I know I feel like, especially with anxiety, like I just feel like I used to have it really bad. Like I would rush with everything, every single thing. It didn't matter what it was, like even driving, even, which got me a lot of fucking speeding tickets when I was younger, but it's like I was just always at this fast pace. And you know, it's nice to just take a second to just balance yourself and just realize, hey, I'm right here, I'm grounded, this is where I'm standing, this is what's happening, and just recap and just, you know, take it from there. There's so many different routes to take on better mental health, you know, like there's so many other options, from therapy to meditation to, you know, just the fucking, you know, time for self-care, like fucking tending, like to me, as I like me tending to my plants in the morning, like that's self-care for me. That's my time to just relax, chill in here with this jungle of plants and get all this done and kind of just have a clear headspace to kind of prepare myself for the day. Like, what am I going to do today? Mm-hmm. What all needs to be done? And then boom, by the time it hits 9 or 10 o'clock, there you go. We're out the door, or, you know, you're doing your thing. So I don't know. Like, how do you feel about mental health and self-care? Do you think it's important as well, Brittany?
I think it's really important. I've always struggled with severe depression and really bad anxiety. And it's so discouraging sometimes, because there's days where I'm just like, I don't even want to get better because this is just how I am. This is just how I'm programmed. And I hate thinking that way because, you know, even though mentally things are hard, there are ways to get through it. And therapy like you were talking about, it seems shitty. Like, you know, I don't want to have to build this relationship with someone and for it to not go right or stuff like that. Sometimes it does take, you know, a few therapists to find the right one, but I think everyone should try to find what works best for them, whether it's taking medicines, whether it's trying to find natural medicines, whether it's yoga or exercise or meditating or, you know, just taking time to reflect. Something that helps me a lot is music. I really like music. It's relatable. Recently, I have been listening to a bit more darker stuff, but for me, sometimes the darker, sadder stuff does make me feel better. Sometimes it is my hype music because it's nice to relate to something that yes. I'm feeling. Yeah, and music is, I feel like, one of the best ways because it's essentially poetry except music. And you can listen to these artists and just, you can feel how they're feeling. And I think a lot of times for me especially, and I know you feel this way too, is feeding off other people's energies, feeling their vibes. And I know that you've told me before, it's, you know, I need to kind of separate what feelings I'm feeling that are mine and that aren't mine. There's times where I'm around people and their energy is just so off and they're so upset and that carries on to me. And sometimes instead of thinking like, hey, is this really what I'm feeling or is it because of the vibes around me? A lot of times I just take it and I just feed off of that and get worse. I know that meditation helps me a lot with that, to try to just take a few minutes to breathe and realize these thoughts can come and go and try to just get through it. Because letting thoughts linger, it just makes things worse. And I know because I've been dealing with this for a while. It affects your health so bad. People seriously say that stress is one of the number one killers in it. It's true. It's bad. I've seen my hair fall out because I'm way too stressed. I can tell that I'm not taking as much care to like my surroundings. Like I'm okay, you know, having my room a little bit dirty because I don't feel great. But when I clean up my room, I feel so much better. I'm able to see things and open my windows and feel like I'm not so cluttered in my space. But I know sometimes it's hard to get off the couch when you're in this funk. So really yeah. Finding ways to make yourself feel better is great. I've also been told that sunlight is really, really good for mental health. And I wish I lived by a beach because honestly, when I'm on the beach, I'm so happy. I don't like being outside. So I think sometimes my environment I'm not so happy in because I could go to the park, but I mean, I'd much rather go to the beach, you know, as many people would. But I just think that finding ways to help cope really helps. Finding hobbies that you might like to do. I know everybody has to work and pay these bills, but just taking some time for yourself. You can really just start meditating and take 5 minutes to just breathe and just calmly just sit down. I've even had my roommate help me with some breathing techniques and he's just like, take some deep breaths and count to 10. And sometimes I think it's silly. Like I'm like, I don't want to fucking do that. Or I'm like, I don't want to do all this shit. I feel silly doing it. But really trying to take that shit seriously and taking the time to breathe, it helps out way more than you realize.
Yes, so much more. It's insane how really sensitive the human body is, and just being able to just take a minute, that time for yourself, like you feel so much better and so much more relaxed, and you be like so amazed. Like just from meditating alone, like I noticed like there's just certain things I would probably get upset, and whenever I'm upset, it's just best to like really just let me kind of simmer and be to myself. It used to be before I meditated, I wasn't a verbal angry person. It was just it was easier to hang on to that idea and fucking let it stretch out for days, and it was bad. And so for me, meditation helped me get better control on how I reacted to thoughts and then also my emotions. And now if I get upset or something bothers me, I know when I get in my head, it's just like, I know when I need to step away. My body, my mind tells me, all right, you're about to pop the fuck off. You don't even need to make a scene. You need to leave, recollect your shit, or you need to like sit here and take this shit and, you know, breathe and, you know, chill out. Like you need to figure something out. Like my body gives me those signs when it's just like, okay, you're about to start freaking out. You're about to start spazzing, yo. So it's best. It's so good. And like I said, I highly recommend like meditation for starting off because it's beneficial and it's amazing. Like you'll see the difference. Like I swear, like within like the first 2 days, really, like honestly, but after the fucking first week, like you'll notice like just certain things you won't react to. It's kind of weird. You'll feel like, man, am I high or like what's going on? Like, kind of numb to it. But then that's also the thing though too, like when it comes to meditation, and you have to continue to do it. Also to know, like with self-care in general, it's never going to be a situation where you find that happy and you're just like, okay, that's it. No, you're a human. Like literally that you're a human, you're going to get bored with that, or you're going to fucking have to find new ways to stay happy or find new ways for better self-care. And that's fine. You're not always going to want to stick with the same way of self-care. Your self-care method might be, I don't know, smoking a blunt and playing some video games. And next thing you know, you're going to switch up to, I want to go, I don't know, fucking take a drive and just chill, or fucking do house hobbies or something. Like, there's so many different ways for self-care and ways that you can make yourself feel better. You know, you're always going to have to find those ways. It's an everyday battle, really. Like, you're going to have to always stay. If you want it, if you like, you're not always going to be happy. That is the truth. There are always ways that you can better your mood and pretty much better your future experiences for the most part.
Yeah, and it's hard. I know it's so difficult, especially when people get into those bad times.
Yes.
You know, some people have to take medication. I know for myself, I've had to take medication. I probably still should take medication, but I understand not wanting to take it as well. And I found a few natural things that help. There's this vitamin called L-theanine, and it's like a vitamin that helps anxiety and stuff like that. And I highly recommend it if you want a natural form of taking stuff. I think St. John's wort or something. I think that's also good for depression. I don't know exactly how to say it, but it's something like that. And then I also got into drinking teas. One tea that I really, really like is I get holy basil leaf. And I've recommended this to like all my friends. So if you're my friend, and I've told you this, you know what's up. But I have found like a little market that has like natural herbs and stuff. And you can also order it online. But holy basil leaf, and I'm sure you could grow it. I mean, it's literally an herb. You can just kind of put it in your tea, like 2 tablespoons. It helps with anxiety. It helps kind of promote relaxation. It helps with headache, can help with colds and stuff. It has a lot of benefits. And I used to drink it every day before I went to work when I first started my new job, because I would just get kind of anxious and stuff. And it just helps so much. For like nightly time, I mix kava with it. And they also have like a yogi tea that's a stress relief kava brand. Kava doesn't taste that great though. It's kind of gross. It looks like little white sticks. But the kava is really good for relaxation. And it's a slight sedative, so it actually makes you a little tired to help you sleep. I like to mix like a little bit, like half of what I would put in the holy basil leaf. Together, they make a really good tea. And I just put a little bit of honey in it. And that's helped so much. It just helps you relax. And it's, I don't know, I just really like hot teas too. Like, they're just nice. There's so many teas that you can get for so many things. But that really helps for like anxiety and stuff like that. For like natural remedies, if you don't want to do medicines and stuff, because I don't want to do medicine, so I've been looking for natural stuff. And CBD is supposed to help too, if you're into that. I mean, smoking a little pot's good, but CBD is legal in every state.
And as someone who's like really recently started getting into it, I'm actually kind of fucking with it. I'm not gonna lie, I used to be anti-CBD shit just because, I mean, there's weed. But yeah. You know what? After just taking it and just sticking with that, and instead of like substituting for actual like weed, I don't know. I fuck with it a lot better. Like, I like how I feel. You're not as just lazy and not wanting to just not do shit. Like, it's a lot more relaxed, and you still have your energy. It's weird. I prefer that over that fucking feeling. And I just think that's with age. I'm just starting to become one of those motherfuckers.
And it's just preference too, you know? Whatever works best for you, you know, may not work best for someone else, but it's things that you could try.
Exactly. There's always different methods for self-care, and you as that person, you know what makes you happy, just go do it. And if you don't know what makes you happy, please take the time to figure that out. Because it was like that for me. Like, I didn't know what used to make me happy. For a moment, I lost what made me happy, and I had to come up with different hobbies and different just ways to deal with shit. I don't know, living conditions and everything. Like, you just got to switch it up sometimes.
We all have our rough patches, but you just got to keep moving. It's just a part of life. We just live and learn, and, you know, hopefully things get better. And as you know, we're always here for you. If you have any problems, anything you need help with, any self-care advice, we can try to help. Just reach out to us.
We love you.
We do. We love you. And we appreciate your support. And we appreciate you being alive. Because I know no one tells you that shit. But we do appreciate you sticking it out. Shit's hard. We're all going through it. Life sucks. And we all know it. But we'll be there for you. And hopefully you have some other close people that are happy that you exist. And that's what I try to remember is, you know, I might feel alone in the time, but I know I have people around that love and care for me. Even if it's just like one or two, shit, at least it's something. Even if it's just my cat, you know, at least someone's happy to see me. At least someone's life is better because I'm here.
All right. They out there, somebody. It's always even the smallest shit.
Right? The super smallest shit. I used to have hermit crabs. They love me.
These plants love me because without me, they ain't getting no water.
Right? They would just die. Yep. They wouldn't love me because I'm not very good with plants. I do not have a green thumb.
And they wouldn't like Brandon because he'd probably overwater. But he's been learning from me. He's been learning from me. He's really fucking interested in plants, actually. I'm kind of amused by it, but
it's okay. Yeah. He's learning. You ever play that Viva Pinata game back in the day where you could be pinatas?
No, but I remember it. I've never played it.
Oh, I fucks with it hard, and I always overwatered my plants. And they would turn blue. They would turn blue, but I would overwater them just ever so barely. Ever so slightly, so that way I wouldn't have to water them quickly after. Man, I missed that game. It was so good. They should make Viva Pinata for a Nintendo Switch, because fuck it, I'd buy it for real.
That'd be fun.
I love that shit.
I'm looking it up now. Like, I remember it.
Yeah, it was, you got your own little garden, basically. And
yeah,
the pinatas would come if they were interested, and you had to do certain things to get certain pinatas, and you would have to get them to like make love and everything. I forgot what it was called, but they would like dance and then they'd reproduce and stuff.
Yeah, I never played it, but I definitely remember it. It's an Xbox game. So who knows? They definitely might do a crossover and it might come and put it on the Switch.
Because
they
great.
Do that with a lot of old games, I've noticed. It seems like they've been trying to like convert them over to the Switch, which I'm cool with. I mean, shit, I think honestly, with Switch being as popular of a handheld as it is, and Nintendo kind of being as versatile as they are, that'd be really cool if they actually allowed like a lot of old handheld games, or even just old games that you can't even fucking, like Viva Pinata, like you can't even fucking find anymore. Like just have them on there. I mean, it's a handheld system and people like playing shit on the go. Come on.
I know, I want to play it so bad. I wonder if there's a phone version.
I'm sure there's, look, they got apps for fucking console games, so yeah.
they do, I'm gonna look it up. But I think this is a good time to start our good vibes of the episode.
Our good vibes, let me see. I hated a lot of people this week, so.
As I told you, my week was kind of rough.
Right, I'm just like, shit, I don't know. We had some problems this week.
It was some rough vibes this week for us.
Oh, boy. I don't know. We would probably, I don't have anything for this week, honestly.
Or just say some words of wisdom.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, yeah. Definitely, if anything, because I don't have any like good stories or anything from this past week that's happened. On my end, to end it off, definitely always remember self-care and take that time for yourself and to love yourself and figure out what makes you happy, because that's really how you thrive in this world today, and that's how you're going to get by. So just hang in there and stay vibing.
Stay vibing.
Yeah,
we stay vibing in here. All we do is vibe.
Sure, no choice.
What would I say my good vibe is? I'm like, do I want to do words of wisdom? I don't know. All I can think about right now is chocolate. I love chocolate.
How are you gonna end off with you talking about chocolate? How you about to go fuck some chocolate up? Are you about to go fuck some chocolate up?
Probably not. I did have a little bit of chocolate today. I'm trying to eat better. You know what? My job is going to be for anyone that is trying to make better, healthier choices. I am going to send you good vibes that you can do it, because I am right there with you. And if anyone has any suggestions for me, please let me know. One of my things I'm going to really try to do. So I guess I'll just kind of explain what's been going on with me. I had to go to the dentist because one of my molars broke. And it's a common problem. I like sweets. So I have had a lot of cavities in my day. And I guess the dentist told me that the silver cavities kind of act like a wedge sometimes in between your teeth, and they can cause your teeth to break. And if you go to the dentist regularly, they can try to actually watch and let you know if one of your teeth are going to break. But I hadn't been to the dentist in a minute, and I was eating some breakfast and my tooth broke. And I like had a whole problem about that. And I've already have a few issues with like cavities and stuff. And so aside from wanting to live a healthier lifestyle, I also want to make better eating decisions for my teeth, because we only get like one pair and then the rest we got to pay thousands of dollars for. So I don't want to cause any more damage than I already have. So my goals are to try to replace a lot of the candy that I eat with fruits. I know not all fruits are the best for you. They're still pretty sugary, but I feel like they would be a better decision than candy and maybe not as harsh on my teeth. I have already quit sodas and sweet tea. Since working, I kind of got out of that habit and I started trying to go back on that. But I am a big coffee drinker. So I was like, like either tea, sweet tea specifically, because I do drink hot tea and I'm not above drinking unsweet tea hot. I do live in the South, so sweet tea is what we about. I love sweet tea, but I would much rather drink coffee in the morning. So my next goal would to be, I think, is cut back on coffee. But right now I'm focusing on trying to not eat as many sweets. And if I do eat sweets, to limit them, not eat as many. Because, I mean, I could eat like shit, you know, like a bag of M&Ms, some ice cream, a piece of cake. And that's just in one sitting.
Hey.
Right. I'm like, I really want to just kind of just eat better and try to eat better portions. Try not to eat as quickly, because when you eat quicker, you're more prone to eat more than you should. And if you wait, then you can feel, you know, a little bit fuller. So I'm just trying to learn a few better eating habits just for my health and for my teeth. Both of those things mean a lot to me. And we're all getting old. But, you know, when people be like, you know, when you get older, it's going to be harder to, you know, get the weight off. And they ain't lying. Just know.
Oh, my God. Lying. They are not lying. Oh, my. No. Listen, really, if you are young and in this bitch, you doing cartwheels and look, keep that weight off, because it's no joke.
You know, for anyone that has any like weight loss goals or just wanting to eat better in general, or even just gain a little bit of muscle, or even if shit, if you want to gain a little bit of weight, I just hope that it goes well for you. You know, you got this. We all got this. We're going to figure it out together. That's my good vibes.
I like it.
I'm satisfied with my good vibe.
Yeah, me too. I'm good with mine too.
Hell yeah. This has been a great episode. Thank you everyone for sticking by us and listening to us. It means a lot to us. This is our third episode. We're getting up there in the episodes. We're trying.
Yes, we are. And if you have any questions, any stories, anything. Well, not anything. And definitely don't send us no fucking spit take videos. Definitely send in to askvibecheck@gmail.com so we can start fucking reading listener letters or something, because that would be great.
That would be so cool. We would love to hear from you. We'd love to help solve your problems. You know,
your problems.
Be here for you. We'd love for you to just tell us how you feel. If you like what you're hearing. If you don't like what you're hearing, let us know too. We don't care.
Yep.
Yeah. Leave. Yeah. Don't follow us, but let us know. You know, why not? We'd like to get a good laugh.
Yeah.
But for sure, hit us up. Because we want some letters. We want to know what's up. I check the email almost every day. I'm like, did anyone message me yet today? Not yet. Not yet. But you know what? Someone will. And once they do, could you imagine being our first listener letter? The first? Shit. I'm about to message ourselves.
Is that what's going to happen? We're going to fake a listener letter?
No. Never that. We are 100% real on this pod. We appreciate the support and all the listens. And we really do hope that you're enjoying listening to us talk about whatever we feel like talking about. We hope you enjoy it, because we enjoy talking. So we hope you enjoy listening. Do please to remember to follow us on our socials. For Facebook, it's just the Vibe Check Podcast. And then Instagram is the_vibe_check_podcast. Don't forget the underscores on Instagram. Give us a follow, give us a like, give us a DM. We'd love it. And we're on Apple Podcasts. I don't have the link on Anchor for some reason, but I do post it in the socials, and you can just look us up. And if you're on Apple Podcasts, give us a rating. Let us know how you're feeling. And we love you all, and we appreciate all the listens. We see you, and we appreciate it
very much.
But on that note, we'll be back next week with another banger.
Bye.